Everybody has heard the National Emergency Alert System. Radio and TV stations regularly test it to make sure the public is notified in times of peril. Well, that system is overseen by the FCC. And now the agency wants to upgrade it by having presidential announcements feed into the alert system. It's also looking at how wireless broadband could also enhance EAS. Joining us with details is Lisa Felks. She's the Deputy Chief of the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau of the FCC. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us about the presidential announcements and how they would be incorporated into EAS. How's that going to work?
Well, first of all, the presidential the use of the EAS by at the president level has actually always been the case. The EAS was actually its primary goal is to provide the president with a mechanism to communicate with the American public during times of national emergency. It's also used voluntarily by state and local governments to issue alerts when they find that there's an they have an emergency and there's a reason to do so. So basically, what this test is a test of the presidential EAS. Typically, you know, right now, people hear periodically EAS testing. Those are done at the state and local level. They're done on a monthly basis. The idea behind this test is it would be issued by FEMA, which has the responsibility for issuing the presidential EAS, and it would go through the whole EAS system to the public. It would be done on a nationwide basis. So what the American public would see during this presidential test is something similar to what they see on a monthly basis, the beep, 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 this is a test of the emergency alert system, only this one would be coming from FEMA as opposed to being done within individual states.
So it's not as if the Oval Office will suddenly appear on everybody's screen should something happen.
Well, I can't get into, at this point, exactly how the test message would be configured, but the idea is that FEMA, which issues the presidential alert, would be issuing this one.
And what's required, technically or policy-wise, to enable this test to happen?
Well, the first thing that was required is that the FCC had to adopt a rule that set the basic framework. Prior to our order that was issued last week, our rules called for monthly and weekly testing, which is done by EAS participants. The monthly test is done at the state level. But there wasn't a rule in place that called for or allowed a test all the way through the system from top to bottom. So that was the first challenge, getting that order out, which laid out the basic framework. The next challenges are going to be working with all the stakeholders, both on the state and local side, as well as the EAS participant side, in terms of resolving any operational issues that might exist, one of which being the timing of the test. Another challenge is going to, and that's going to be a challenge in and of itself because the FCC, as well as its federal partners, FEMA particularly, we're going to have to coordinate with all these different folks to get prepared for this test. The other challenge is going to be doing some type of outreach to the American public so that when they see this alert, they understand that it's a test and not a real emergency.
Why do it this way? Why include the presidential announcements into this alert system? Doesn't the alert system, isn't it satisfactory the way it is now? What do you gain by this?
Well, the gain is the presidential EAS system, the presidential emergency alert system, has never been tested. What's been tested is how it works at individual states. And so it's basically various components of the system are what get tested regularly. There's never been a test from top to bottom where it's issued by FEMA and it goes straight down to all the different levels of EAS to the American public. And so this is a way for us to glean, okay, if there were an actual emergency and the federal government needed to activate the presidential EAS, making sure that it actually works the way it's designed to. And so what that's what we get from this. We want to make sure that it works the way it's designed to. If there are things that work well, great. If there are things that don't work well, we can work with our with EAS participants and with state and local governments, as well as our federal partners, to correct or improve what doesn't work. So, I mean, the bottom line is to make sure that this system, if there's ever an emergency where a decision is made to activate it, that it works the way it was intended to. And the current testing that goes on doesn't test from top. They don't test from top to bottom. So this is really the only way to do that.
Lisa Foulkes is the Deputy Chief of Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau at the FCC. And also in the notice, there was a discussion of broadband and how that might tie into the EAS. What's the thinking there?
Well, basically, the reference to broadband goes back to a recommendation that was in the FCC's National Broadband Plan, which was issued last year. One of those recommendations was that the commission ought to begin a proceeding to look at how to leverage broadband technologies and how to leverage the Internet for emergency alerting. Not necessarily the EAS. The EAS is actually one arsenal in our toolbox for getting out for notifying the American public during emergencies. Another tool that we have is the commercial mobile alert system, which is currently being developed by FEMA and the wireless industry, which would allow text messaging or wireless alerts to be sent by wireless carriers to their subscribers, including a presidential alert.
Mm-hmm.
And so the look at broadband is sort of the next step, okay? What other tools can we leverage to ensure that if there's an emergency, we can get timely, accurate information out to the American public?
I wanted to follow up on that because that was one of the questions I had for you. You talked about the mobile alert system. You say that is being developed. Can
mm-hmm.
you give us an update on that too?
Basically, with the commercial mobile alert system, the commission adopted rules back in 2008, which allowed wireless carriers, if they chose to do so, to transmit emergency alerts. The idea was to have a national alerting system that used mobile technologies. And so what this system would allow alert originators to do is send three kinds of alerts. The presidential alert, which would be the same as what the president might issue or FEMA might issue through the EAS system. Imminent threat alerts, there's a hurricane coming or a tornado coming, and then the amber alerts. Currently, a number of carriers within the wireless industry, including the four major nationwide carriers, are working with FEMA to actually go in and develop that system. And it right now is slated to begin deployment in April of 2012.
Sounds like Twitter on steroids. Lisa Foulkes is the Deputy Chief of Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau at the FCC. We thank you very much for that update.
Thank you.